Salisbury House was built by an Iowa couple named Carl and Edith Weeks. Carl had grown up over in Linn County, Iowa, eventually settled in Des Moines, and started a cosmetics business, Armand Cosmetics. Around 1915 is when Armand was incorporated, and the business really took off. He and his wife Edith had married in 1907. And they had four boys and living in Des Moines in just a small bungalow over by Drake University. And by the early 1920s, Carl's business is doing really well. And as Carl liked to tell, Edith threatened him with divorce if he didn't start looking for a bigger home for he and Edith and their four boys. So on a visit to England in the early 1920s, Carl and Edith visited Salisbury, England, and saw the King's House, which was this house sort of down the street around the corner from Salisbury Cathedral. And that house, King's House, became the inspiration for Carl and Edith to build their own home here in Des Moines that was reminiscent of the King's House in Salisbury, England. This is how Salisbury House got its name. So Carl and Edith break ground in 1923, and the house is finished enough for the family to move in 1926, and then completely finished in 1928. So the Weeks family builds this incredible 28,000 square foot house, very much in the style of the great English manor homes. And then they furnish it with some fantastic artwork, wonderful decorative arts, fine furnishings, the whole nine yards. And it's this house and collection that ultimately becomes the Salisbury House as we know it today. We're a museum that's been open as a museum since the late 90s, early 2000s, after the Weeks family had left in the mid-1950s, the Iowa State Education Association purchased everything and had their headquarters there from the mid-50s to the late 90s, at which point the Salisbury House Foundation purchased everything from them. And again, the transition to a museum started at that point. So the house today, the collections today are fabulous and really unique among historic house museums in that typically, you know, the collections, what the original family acquired during their tenure in the home, typically these get sold off or lost or passed down to family. They leave the property. But in Salisbury House's history, the family's collection, the artwork that Carl and Edith acquired, many of the furnishings, decorative arts remained in Salisbury House. And this is what we still have today. So we're incredibly fortunate to have this treasure here in Des Moines.